gosh.
Oh, wait, yeah, gosh. The micro hoist wasn't in position.
Oh, I don't even have the sound effects open. Okay, but oh, that
sounds
better.
Oh, wait a minute. I need to turn the light on.
Why? It's beautiful, bright daylight outside.
But I'm inside.
Oh, poor Fatty.
Oh. Fell off the chair mat here.
Oh, so. Lord, y'all, he's rolled himself into the to the gully over there.
Gullet.
Oh, Lord.
So,
y'all, it's,
so it's, anyway, so what's the skit today?
I think it's just you being old and fat. And
then we're done.
No, that sounds about right.
My work.
Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. Don't talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 23rd of March, 2026, and the I Can Hurt Myself Sleeping year of Misdiagnosed Potential of Atria Part. And I'm one of your hosts, the one who did not get out of bed until 11 a.m. this morning, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
He does not care that the
too bone poopy, grew. Too poopy to fix it.
Vader, being drawn by Miss Bacon, Larry H. Vader, and joining me today is the fat one himself, the one who has a collar on, so he clearly has been to horrify the staff of the Performing Arts Center. It's Big Fatty, yes. Everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Ooh, who's blowing up my phone? Hi, hi.
Not me.
Hi. So, by the way, I have unpaid traffic tickets that are going to result in fines and fees. Everybody, how's it going?
Are those from Australia reminding you of that?
One was from Australia. One was from Jacksonville, Florida, both claiming to be the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles.
Ah!
Yeah, yeah. It's very, very, very realistic. Very realistic messages. Have y'all been getting those all weekend? Everyone I know has been getting them all weekend, including the hats. And they, y'all, now these are the people who, their phone number is basically on a billboard next to the Medicare scam office. And they worry, and the text messages is what drives them crazy. Now, when I am there, y'all, the house phone, because they still have a landline.
Well, of course.
Y'all, it rings off the hook day and night with people trying to sell them stuff. But the tip a tap. Oh, what are we going to do? Just Marcus spam. So, anyway, Big Fatty, how's it going? Y'all, I have not seen Big Fatty in almost 2 weeks.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I know. Y'all, I was in the Lost Wages and heard on the little show. Because I think I did listen to it. Y'all, do y'all not listen to podcasts while you're in the shower in hotel rooms? I don't, because I always worry that you can hear it in the hall. And it's usually Big Fatty. And, you know, we don't love that idea so much. So,
how dare you?
Yeah. But y'all,
you're depriving them of entertainment.
Well, whenever I... Right. That's how you get your fans. Y'all, whenever I was listening, I think I listened... during one of the days I was trying to get home, and I was listening.
That right there, y'all, that's foreshadowing.
Yeah, but y'all, I heard that there was a horror event up in the Dirty. Y'all didn't know a thing about the Dirty Myrtle horror event. I wouldn't have gone, but, I mean, it would have been nice to have been invited. But, you know, could have saved a lot of duckies by going to that event, let me tell you. But,
there you have it.
Yeah. So, y'all all, and the reason I found out about it was because Granny posted photos on the Face Space of shrimp in a bowl. And I said, Ooh, nothing says delicious like room temperature shrimp in a bowl in a motel and the dirty myrtle. Mmm. Just up in that. Yeah. Ooh, if I had gone, I would have volunteered to bring the remoulade sauce for the shrimp in a bowl. That way you could have had the mayonnaise based sauce.
I know you love a remoulade.
I do. So how was it? Was it a good event? Y'all, oh, by the way, the reason I bring all this up is because I got a tech. It all makes sense now. I got a tip-a-tap from Chris that said, hi. And I said, hi. And he said, am I going to see you tonight? And I said, I doubt it. Is there, y'all, I was in public at the time and I looked around. I was like, is he here? But y'all, he wasn't. He was at the
stalking.
Yeah. He was at the Pulse Ultra Club. But so it was a good horror event?
Yeah, it really was. It really was. So well, we had a good time and got back and went and saw MJ, which, you know, I didn't know what to expect. It was kind of like Anne Juliet. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I knew it was going to be Michael Jackson stuff, but I didn't, you know, just didn't, excuse me. Oh, that's some cheesecake. Just didn't know what to expect. And it was wonderful. Just wonderful.
I haven't seen that show, but I have seen the one in Vegas with the impersonators. They call it a tribute show, and it is also wonderful. Y'all, it's one of those things where I am of the age where Michael Jackson was huge during my childhood. I mean, he was.
I never really thought of him as huge. I always thought of him as thin.
But, well, he was quite petite. But I meant his.
Oh, you meant like popularity.
Popularity and his recordings, you know. And y'all. And in fairness, the last song that I remember by Michael Jackson that, and I loved it because it starred that the video starred that Felicia Rashad was the Remember the Time.
She worked at the Dino Institute, didn't she?
She also worked. She had a lot of gigs about that time. Yeah. She really did. Mm-hmm. But y'all, and so for me, that ended in the early 90s, but it's not, and one of my most requested songs at the Fun Hog Ranch is.
Let me guess. ABC.
No, that's somebody else's. Oh, it's not mine. But it's a Man in the Mirror. Now, that is not to be played during, the busy times. But when you're there in the afternoon during the week having the beverage.
Like
no
when
beverage.
Brett's there, I assume.
Oh, God. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Oh, I can't go back on Friday nights. But anyway, y'all, I pulled a nip. Uh-oh. And I had the... I caught it.
Did you shart yourself?
I caught my facial expression in a mirror, and I got up and left because I was so embarrassed that I was leering at him like the nip would have with that thirsty look. Either way, matters not.
You were giving him a thirsty look?
I was, and I did not mean – I don't know where that came from. Y'all, we'll get to that, but y'all, anyway – yeah, not my type. To say the least, not my type. But
yet he got a thirsty look.
Well, he didn't have any clothes on, is the thing. And
there is that.
I don't know what happened. And either way, y'all, it was a good time though.
Last time I saw you, I was taking you to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto.
Yep, Big Fatty pulled up, and y'all, he unlocked the truck bed of Earl Grey, and he hoisted me to the Aeropuerto. Y'all, it's amazing. As much as I've done all the things, you learn something new, and you do things sometimes that maybe you realize you know better, but you do them anyway. And y'all, there was absolutely no reason for me to rush to the Lost Wages. I was there for 6 fucking nights. There was no reason to rush, but I got there early. We had a Big Fatty medical emergency. Y'all, it was fine. We had a medical emergency. We had three medical emergencies on the flight.
Oh.
And y'all, we made a turn. I flew from Charleston to the Washington, D.C.'s.
Ah.
No big deal. And I did all that. I switched my flights on purpose. I basically guaranteed that I'd be able to make the connection. There is a question sometimes with D.C. flights because we don't have mainline out of Charleston for some of them. And so they fly into the A1 gates. Anyway, to get to the C or D gates, it's about 25 to 30 minutes travel time. So if you've got a 45-minute connection, that ain't happening. But even if you are early because you board, you deplane on the tarmac. And then anyway, matters not. But I was on a mainline flight. So y'all, the gate was like three gates away. So easily made the connection. Y'all, I sat down and I got it. Excuse me. And I said, and I look up, and it's old Lair.
How is old Lair?
And he said, gentlemen, I'm right there between ya. And I said, you sure about that? Because I had just looked at the seat map, and as had the guy sitting at the window seat. And I said, you sure about that? Oh, yes. And y'all, he had brought his World War II duffel bag with him.
Oh, well, as and, one does.
And he said, would you be a gentleman and put this up there for me? And I said, okay. And so he had on his traveling pants with all the zippers and the pockets on them, you know?
Y'all, love a zipper.
That had the other half of his belongings in it because, y'all, they were, okay. those pockets were begging. Anyway, y'all, he makes this whole product. You know, it takes holding on and pulling on four seats for him to sit down. And so the people in front of him are doing the lurchy because he's, anyway, I was like, oh, it's going to be a long 5 hours. Either way, y'all, about 3 minutes in, he said, you know, I don't normally get to sit this close to the front. And, you know, I didn't realize that 26F was so close to the front. And I said, this is six, you're in 6B. Oh, so y'all, the flight attendant came around and when the gate agent comes on board, they check to make sure whatever. It's like, sir, can I see your boarding pass? And y'all, he threw a fit. Y'all, he was on the back row of the plane. So he had to get up, get all of his stuff. And he said, well, I'd like to take my bag. And I said, well, you can leave it up there.
Oh, no, and somebody will go through it.
Right. And the flight attendant said, well, you know, I don't know that there's anywhere back there for it. Y'all, it was a tizzy.
That is a snake.
He moved it two rows back. Anyway, matters not. Y'all, it was a perfectly fine flight, but... y'all, there was a lady who was easily Big Fatty's age sitting in the first row of Economy Plus. And y'all, that bathroom was out of service for the whole flight because she, and I'm not kidding. And y'all, she was 100 if she was 20. And I'm not exaggerating that she went to
she was the old gal's age.
Yeah. I stopped counting, as did the guy sitting next to me, at trip 18 to the restroom.
Oh, my God.
And so when they announced that we had a medical emergency, I assumed it was her. But, y'all, it wasn't. And, y'all, we made a turn, and I was like, uh-oh. And we both saw it about the same time. And I think I uh-oh'd out loud when I heard it. And then I saw the plane turn on the map thing, you know. And, y'all, we were aiming right for Phoenix. And I was like, fuck. We are going to Phoenix. Ugh. But, you know, whatevs. Like, if someone is seriously ill, one, you better be on this flight because you're going to get medical care or you're coming back from medical care, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you better not be going to lost wages just because you want to go and you are not medically well enough to go. But, y'all, it wasn't her. the pilot came on and he said, folks, we've deviated from our standard route and we're going to make a straight shot for the lost wages. So we're probably going to land about 45 minutes early.
Oh.
And, but we just ask everyone to stay seated until the medical personnel can come on the plane and get the person off, you know, whatever. Y'all, it was someone that was seriously in her 50s and she got up and walked off the plane. I don't know. I hope she's okay, but I want to thank her for the, you know, for the supersonic speed to the Lost Wages, but it was a whole thing. But y'all, all that to be said, got to the airport, got my bag. Y'all, my room wasn't ready. And so I decided to go to the club at the Aeropuerto because whatever. Y'all, the MGM Grand is many things, but relaxing and restful lobby is not one of those things that exists there. And so I decided to just sit at the club. And so I did for about 30 minutes, had a cup of coffee. It was fine. Went on to the motel. Y'all, I have to tell you, the MGM Grand rooms, I got an upgraded one. Y'all, they were lovely. Absolutely cruise ship, like celebrity cruise ship cabin, like modern with a little bit of the mid-century. Y'all, they were absolutely lovely. I had a view of the strip and of the pool area. I was way up. I was on like the 28th floor. Mm-hmm. I was near the top, but absolutely lovely. And this is where it all went south. Y'all.
Uh-oh.
But well, y'all, it's 3:30 at this point. And so, or four, maybe 4 o'clock. And I was like, well, I'm hungry. I think I'll go to my favorite little brew pub and get a sandwich and a beer. And then I'll go to the Hog. Y'all, this is the thing. I know better to do. Y'all, I should have gotten in at 10 p.m., gotten to my room, and got up in the love chamber. Just commented up until the next day. But I didn't. And so, y'all, did not sleep so great that first night. Bone weary, but it was about two nights too long to stay at the MGM Grand. There is nothing relaxing once you step out of the room at the MGM Grand. And y'all, the food, the $26 hot dog was what got me. Y'all, I spent as much on Ubers, or I spent well more, twice on Ubers what I spent on the motel, going places that were actually like delicious and not shit. Now, I do know that Robichon has two restaurants at MGM Grand. I do know that Tom Colicchio has the steakhouse. There's a Morimoto, there's the Emeralds. Y'all, I ate at some of those. They were delicious. But, you know, I can't afford that for every meal. So the $350 Robichon prefix menu, not in my budget. And y'all, the place, and Big Fatty will appreciate this, y'all, the name of the place was L'Atelier. And so I immediately did not want to go there. I was worried about
that. I can understand that.
I was worried about the carpet, honestly, in the place. But
You know, there's nothing wrong with that carpet.
Nothing at all. But inside joke. But yeah, so y'all, it was good. Went out most nights because y'all, the thing about the Tuscany is you're in a suite. So you have a living room with a sofa and, you know, a chair, kitchenette, all that. Y'all, but
I believe you mean Tuscany suites and casino.
Correct. But the problem with MGM Grand is you got a bed and two, well, the cuck chairs, quite honestly. But, you know, just those two straight back chairs right by the window. Nobody wants to sit in those except to put your shoe on. And so y'all.
And we know you love a shoe.
I do. Y'all, I did not overpack. And that realization hit me about two-thirds of the way through the trip when I ran out of socks. And I do not know what happened. But, y'all, I packed all these long socks. I think I thought I was going to wear pants. Y'all, it was 100 fucking degrees. And so I did not wear the pantalones. I just wore the short pants. And but, yeah, y'all, it was lovely. I got to see some friends. Did the St. Patty's Day celebration at the Pub 365 there at the Tuscany Suites and Casino. Y'all, the Guinness ladies were there. And the bartender said, the Guinness is free. And I said, that's the only way you'll get me to drink one. And had one of those. And y'all, they printed my face in malt on top on the Guinness foam. They took a picture of me with their little machine and printed it on the top. I said it was completely unnecessary. I just wanted the free beer, but whatevs. And
did you take a picture of it?
Maybe, but I did. The bartender and our friends there, hold please while I show you the gift at that. When I saw it, I said, I don't want swag, but I want that.
Y'all, he's gotten up away from the computer. He's returned now. And here we're about to see the swag. The swag says, kiss me, I'm angry.
Yeah, it's a t-shirt. Yes, and it's from Angry Orchard, which is a like a cider. But if you don't know what that is, I bet Miss Bacon likes Angry Orchard.
Miss Bacon likes it.
Yeah. But anyway, y'all, when Tina, the bartender, and I were sitting there, and she said, "Oh, it's green. I don't have any green shirts." And I was like, "I want." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "That has me written all over it." And she was like, "Oh, please take it. I don't want this shit." And y'all, then she saw it, and she's like, "Oh, my God." And I said, "Uh-huh. Uh-huh." And so, y'all, I wore that to the Hog for their St. Patrick's Day celebration, and it was a big hit. But about the time...
You were having the luring looks at Brett.
Y'all, here's what happened. It was Friday night. I did not mean to be drunk. I really shouldn't have been.
You know, and I hate it when that happens.
And I don't remember the details because it's been a week. It's been more than a week now. But y'all, I didn't have much to drink. But y'all, I was drunk. Oh, I know what it was. I hadn't eaten. I had planned to go out for happy hour and then eat, but y'all, the father had ended up in the hospital. I'd gotten delayed on the phone, whatever. And they couldn't remember where I was. It was all very frustrating. But but either way, y'all, I caught myself, hi, at Brett. And he said, "We don't know each other." And I was like, "I mean, we do, but..." I was like, "Yeah, we've never really met, like, even though we have." And I was like, "My name is Larry. I don't live here though." And he's like, "Well, you know Colin and Tonic." And I said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Colin's a good friend of mine."
Of course, Colin.
And I mean, that's not his real name, but I don't want to use his real name because he's very connected.
Colin.
He's very, so Colin and Tonic. And I said, "Yeah, Colin and I are good friends. And, you know, I'm an honorary member of the First Wives Club here, you know, whatever." And but anyway, he was like, "My name's Brett." And I was like, "Funny, you know, whatever." And I was like, "I like your harness," because y'all, he was wearing the daddy colored green harness. And he was like, "I just like green." I was like, "Do you just like green, or or do you like daddies?"
He knows what he likes.
And he was like, "No, it's just green." And I was like, "Okay, fine." He's like, "But I mean, you're sexy." And I was like, "Uh-huh." And y'all, he should have never said that. And I had another drink.
He said that to you?
Yes.
"You're sexy?"
Yeah. And I was like, "Uh-huh." And y'all, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Well, I live in the Charleston, South Cackalacky, but I'm here a good bit. That's how I know people. So you'll see me again, you know, whatever." And he's like, "Oh, I met some people from the Charlestons just the other day." And I said, "It was about 2 weeks ago today." And he just looked at me and I said, "Yeah, I heard that."
Did he really say that?
Yes, yes. And I said, "Yeah, I know those guys. They live down the street." Like, I said, "Yeah," I didn't fess up because I didn't know exactly. And he's like, "Oh, they were sexy." And I was like, "I mean, I'd give that to one of them. Like, I would see why you think that."
I appreciate that.
Right. So, but anyway, had a big laugh about that. And immediately, and did a send later, tip a tap to Big Fatty. They said, "Send Big Fatty a text message that says that Brett says hello." Y'all, it was good though, but got a message on Sunday afternoon saying, "Larry, don't even try to go home on Monday." I'd already changed my flight to Monday. I was done. That's a long time in lost wages. And I'd spent, y'all, lost every penny I gambled, which is fine. That's how it works. But y'all, it just sucks the fun out of it. If you don't win some,
right,
but you don't want to keep going. So, I decided I was going to go on home, and I didn't pay attention to the weather. And United sent me a text and said, "I mean, you can try, but I wouldn't." And y'all, I was on a flight that was supposed to leave at 10 a.m. Monday morning. In the morning, which I believe ended up leaving about 6 p.m. in the evening.
Oh, okay.
And so obviously would not have made that connection. So stayed until Tuesday. And y'all, we need a pandemonium sound. Y'all. I don't even know. Y'all, trying to get
to the price tacos?
I was a little hungover because I didn't eat Monday night, and that I only had two beers, but y'all, I didn't eat anything, so I wasn't hungover. I just didn't, you know, my body was like, ugh, you've also had enough, sir. Like, it's time to go home. And so from MGM Grand to the airport takes approximately 3.5 minutes. And y'all, I went to check in, and the lady, the concierge, they are basically concierge there, came up and she was like, what are you doing in this line? I was like, I lost my premier status last year. And she was looked at my boarding pass. Eh, it's close enough. So y'all, she took me over to the premier line, and that was lovely. Had a $26 half sandwich that they made wrong, and then boarded a flight to Denver. Because
did you see Harley and Casey?
I didn't, because I had to run to my next plane we couldn't have landed any further away. It was all Delta passengers who obviously everything got ruined for them on Monday. So they were super obnoxious, but, because they don't, you know, whatever. But
excuse me.
Well, if you behave that way, I would tell you that you're obnoxious too. Okay. But y'all, and I was sitting next to a lot. Either way, the best part of the whole thing was we boarded at 11:53 p.m., which is 2:53 p.m. Eastern, and I was sitting on my couch at 9:26 p.m. That was amazing. It was super short. I will book that again, even if I've got to hustle to my next flight. That made it tolerable. But y'all, I was sitting in a window seat between two, or next to two loud non-American talkers who talk the entire way to Charleston.
I was like sitting next to Granny. Then.
Except they were talking in, I would guess, Italian.
Well, Granny speaks his own language too.
Oh, that's true, but I don't think they were gassy. But y'all, I'd pre-ordered food. I honestly forgot I'd pre-ordered food, but I had pre-ordered food on the flight. So of course, they delivered it, and y'all, you would have thought I was the rudest person on the planet for eating in front of them. Well, so there's that.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone we don't know born on this day. And I have to explain who they are to you because you're never going to get it. And then we have to guess if they're dead or alive.
I know. All right, first up, Perez Hilton.
Ooh, Perez Hilton.
Scott.
Is still alive. Perez Hilton is the heiress to the Hilton Empire, very wealthy social media influencer, the original, some might say.
Perez Hilton is indeed alive.
Oh, wait, sorry. Not you said Perez, not Paris. I'm sorry. I do know. Perez Hilton is the gossip columnist. Yeah.
Perez Hilton also is alive. He's an American television personality and blogger. So there's that. So.
PerezHilton.com. Anyway. Yeah. Y'all, the new Skull and I check Perez Hilton when we need to know what's going on in the world.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Fanny Farmer.
Ooh, Fanny Farmer. Y'all, dead as a doornail if she ever even really existed. It's a question. Y'all, Fanny Farmer was an actress and comedian back in the day.
I think you're convincing her with somebody else. But anyway, Fanny Farmer was an American culinary pioneer who revolutionized modern cooking through the introduction of precise measurements. How about that?
Well, it's amazing she had time for
Fanny
that.
Fanny Flagg. Joan Crawford.
Oh, too soon. Y'all, Joan Crawford, legendary, groundbreaking personality, actress, comedian, dead as a doornail, and we sure do miss her.
Mm-hmm. And her wire hangers.
That's true.
So, anyway. All right, let's see who we got here next. We have got... Oh! I guess I need to...
My hand slipped.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maynard Jackson.
Ooh! Y'all, I would guess he's still alive. Hard to say because I don't follow the sports ball, but y'all, he was the American, I believe it was the football player.
Maynard Jackson, dead as a doornail. You're correct. He's an American lawyer and the first African-American mayor of Hatlanta, which Jackson Hartsfield International Aereo Puerto.
What about Mayor Reggie Burris welcoming you to the city?
Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay.
We can do whatever we want. Who?
Rex Tillerson.
He is dead, as far as I know. Yeah, Rex Tillerson was an actor, comedian. There's a lot of comedians today.
Rex Tillerson is alive.
Oh, wow.
He's an American businessman and was the U.S. Secretary of State. Somebody a fun name.
I like him. Y'all, sorry, I chatted the whole time.
Oh, no.
Y'all, I'm barely upright. Now, I'm so tired.
Now, wasn't it a coal miner anniversary weekend? Coal mine anniversary
y'all,
weekend?
Y'all, they made Big Fatty look young and spry. And it absolutely wore me out. And but y'all, they bitched the whole weekend. And nobody was there to listen to them because I just looked at the head coal miner and said, this is not my job. So that's how that went. So,
and you know what?
I was correct. It's not my job. It's someone else's. No. So, either way. Well, they think you're funny. Do you know how exhausting that is to be funny for two straight? I can barely do it for 30 minutes, and I'm not even sure I was that funny in the last 31 and a half minutes. So,
I think we'll get some feedback on that.
Right.
Anyway, and if people wanted to call in and comment on if you were funny in the last few minutes, how would they do that?
Oh, they can send an e-letter or voice letter to Meh, M-E-H, at vlfc.online, as well as if you have an Android phone and want to beta test an app for me, since I don't have one of those.
Maybe. Oh.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Do we know of anyone who can go and check P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365?
I mean, I guess they could send their husband.
Yeah, shut in. Mm. So sad.